Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to make a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. I've been getting text messages already regarding the Michigan Supreme Court. People not knowing which ones are Republicans, conservative, rule of law judges, who to vote for. On the Supreme Court race, I'm voting for Fink and O'Grady. Those are the two Republicans that were nominated at state convention, Andrew Fink, William O'Grady. The other two are Democrats without judicial experience. In my opinion, have no business being on the Supreme Court. Not even going to mention their names. Don't care. Fink, F-I-N-K, and O'Grady are the two candidates you need to mark on your ballot for Michigan Supreme Court. F and O, Fink, O'Grady, F-O. Because out of all the court systems that we have in this state, not even talking about the federal level, but just state of Michigan, the local judges, Supreme Court, appellate courts, Circuit Court of Appeals, district courts. You have to understand that we have got to get back control, or at least make a dent in the Michigan Supreme Court. This election, being a Republican tidal wave election, as it's trending right now in Michigan, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance are gaining momentum over Kamala Harris, Tim Walz at the top of the ticket. That's going to help elect every Republican on the ballot. That's going to flip some Democrat state representative seats to Republicans, where they take back the majority come January of next year, 2025, when they get sworn in. But the races that are nonpartisan, like judges, like the Supreme Court, two candidates, Fink and O'Grady, you need to vote for them. You need to tell your friends who to vote for when it comes to Supreme Court. I have a very well-educated, well-informed listener to the show who texted me yesterday with his absentee ballot that he got in the mail. Which Supreme Court justices should I vote for? I'm like, are you kidding, dude? I totally forgot that I've never mentioned these candidates on the air before. Supreme Court justices to vote for: Fink and O'Grady. If you need me to text you that, just text me SC for Supreme Court. I'll text you back their names. Share the text with everybody you know. We're going to have a special guest on in the next segment. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Performance invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Oh,
all alone, I'd have to come back home, 'cause it's living on the road only made me tired and so.
Ah, my favorite truck driving song, No End in Sight by the amazing Rhythm Aces. Used to play that song all the time when I was getting a load to come back home. Been on the road 4 to 6 weeks. Man, I had enough. It was time to go back home, go back to Miss Vicky and the Honeydew List. As a former truck driver, I greatly appreciate that song. Another former truck driver we're going to bring into the show here. We'll unmute his microphone and bring him into the show. Tristan Cole, former state representative, a former truck driver himself. He is my Farm Bureau insurance agent out of Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. You never actually slept in your cab as a long hauler when you were truck driving. You were handling fuel on a local level, correct?
Correct. I did have a sleeper cab on my big old Western Star, and I did sleep in it a few times with the breakdowns. But no, I didn't do over-the-road long-haul stuff.
Gotcha. So you were home usually, what, every night?
Every night, typically, yeah. I hauled a lot of gasoline and diesel up from Bay City to Sault Ste. Marie.
Okay, so you were right up I-75, basically.
You bet. And I hauled out of Muskegon, Lansing, Bay City, and Flint. But typical run was I pick up the truck in Gaylord, run to Bay City, fill up a full load of NOLED, and run it up to stations up in the Sioux.
Excellent. Sault Ste. Marie. Man, what was that for your log for that day? Was that a full 10-hour, 11-hour drive?
I had about an hour to spare, typically.
Okay.
You know, across that Mackinac Bridge, I don't know, 300 some times, I think.
With a full load of unleaded gasoline.
Yep. Hundreds of crossings. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I love it. Well, thank God you're not doing that anymore. And you're part of the Farm Bureau family. You're my insurance agent, mine and Vicky's.
Yes.
And one thing that we have is we have a life insurance policy on me. Uh-huh. Even though I got it later in life, I wish the heck I would have kept my affordable whole life policy when I was back in high school from State Farm. But I canceled that out when I went to Michigan State. I couldn't afford the $18 a month payment. What a stupid decision that was.
Based on age and health. All age and health, Randy.
Age and health. 18 years old, healthy, played football. You know, my weight wasn't an issue. My age wasn't an issue. My health wasn't an issue. $1 million whole life policy for $18 a month. I am so much kicking myself in the butt for getting rid of that. But you have insurance policies for people like me who maybe
yes.
They started out young. They had a policy in place. They let it lapse, like me. You know, beer and pizza was more important than life insurance at the time. tell the folks what options, even for folks that are slightly older, people uh-huh. that are maybe younger parents with kids in school, what are some of the options that you offer through Farm Bureau?
Well, you know, so the two kinds of life insurance are term and permanent, and they do different things at different points in time in your life. You know, maybe that older person has some excess income or some extra income, and they'd like to leave a legacy to their family. And so, you know, call up, we'll do an application, get you approved, and if it fits into the budget, we can adjust things, you know, amount of coverage wise, to set it up where maybe they can leave $100, $250, $1 million. In tax-free legacy money onto their family. That would go a long ways to help pay for a new house, a vacation, whatever. We may just stick it in their savings account. But remember, the beneficiaries for a life insurance policy is 100% tax-free, state and federal.
Now, one thing that we've done is we've earmarked a portion of my life insurance policy specifically for that. What we want to do is be able to provide basically $100,000 to our four children to be able to pay off their mortgage or uh-huh. pay down on their mortgage. And you're saying that in the event I do die and the life insurance policy kicks in, Vicky, survives me. She is the main beneficiary, but we also have the kids listed. This money you're saying to the beneficiaries is absolutely 100% tax-free to them so that they don't have to pay a dime of inheritance tax or income tax as a result of that life insurance.
That's correct. So what a way to maximize dollars and minimize taxes. You know, there's another policy type, you know, because you can do different modes of payment on these things. It's called a single premium life policy. And so maybe you want to leave, you know, $200,000 to an individual, your spouse or a child. You know, we can quote that out and give you a single premium one-time payment to leave that $200,000 to a beneficiary, which could be a nonprofit, for example. It could be the local food bank that you want to leave a legacy to. And they're the beneficiary of your life insurance policy. Maybe we set it up so it's split 10 different ways. There's so many tools that you can do to benefit your family and the community with life insurance.
Now, even if I had a lady one time ask me, back in the day when I was dealing with insurance, she wanted to know if she could leave it to her church.
Sure, absolutely. You can leave that legacy to your church. And what a way to do that, by a single premium policy. And so instead of, I'm just going to throw some numbers out there, instead of leaving, you know, $10,000 to the church, maybe you buy a single premium life policy for $10,000 and multiply that policy out and leave that to the church. So maybe that buys $100,000 or whatever it buys based on age and health.
Sure.
That you can leave that would multiply that $10,000.
Now, let me ask you this question. When I purchased my term life insurance policy, I believe it was 10 or 15 years fixed a couple years ago. Uh-huh. That was before I lost 80 pounds and got my blood pressure, you know, taken care of. I'm off all my medications. Is there a way to reanalyze that life policy, or does it have to simply be rewritten based on my current health status?
Yeah, it would generally be rewritten. And again, it'd be based on age. So any of the offsets with better health would probably be eaten up with the difference in age.
Gotcha.
Now, so it's really important that people lock these term policies in when they're young and healthy. So as soon as possible, lock in $250, $500, $1 million, or $2 million in coverage. And remember, you can do what's called a conversion up to age 65 of any or all or part of those term policies. And so you can take a term policy and turn it into permanent insurance later in life, when generally you have maybe a little more excess money or some monies that you can afford the more expensive permanent insurance.
Gotcha. I got a text message right now. Do I have to be with Farm Bureau with regards to my car insurance and my homeowner's insurance in order to buy a life insurance policy through Tristan?
No. I have multiple clients, many clients, that have standalone life insurance policies that they purchased with me and through Farm Bureau, and they have you know, their personal coverages elsewhere when it comes to, you know, home and auto and commercial coverage. We've got great rates. It's easy to walk through an application. Literally, they can give me a call. We do an application in about 20 minutes. And the ball is rolling. And the nice thing about it is we've got to get you pre-approved. And once you're approved, then we can look at all of the options. And at the end of it, if you say, you know what, I just don't think it's something I want to go forward with, there's no obligation whatsoever. There's no cost.
Right. Got it. He came back with a text. He says, I've been with my my insurance agent for 25 years. We love the insurance agent. We love the coverage. Our payments haven't gone up. And we've shopped around, and nobody seems to be able to beat them on car and homeowners. So that was the reason he asked. So that's definitely something that they could do.
The other thing, and I've got my little grandbaby strapped to me right now. He might hear him making some noises, but you know, I'm paying for a policy as a grandfather for a $25,000 whole life or permanent insurance for little Walter. And he'll have that for the rest of his life. And it's going to cost me about $25 a month.
Wow.
And that's something that grandparents can do for their kids, and they'll have that permanent insurance the rest of their life.
Yes.
And so whether it's, you know, $25,000 is usually the minimum for that permanent insurance, but they could do any amount up to, you know, to a reasonable amount, providing that the parents have a little bit of life insurance on them as well. You can't insure kids without the parents having some life insurance.
Got it.
Because of fraud and that kind of thing. But
sure.
What a way for grandparents to take care of their grandkids and leave a legacy by covering a policy for them. You can also do, you know, single premiums, so you could take, you know, a few thousand dollars and buy a single premium whole life for a grandchild as well.
Got it.
You know, it always gets me worked up, you know, when I see these accidents in the news where people have passed away, and then you see the GoFundMe pages. Because
sure.
the folks didn't have a life insurance plan, they can't pay for a funeral. Or the individual that was tragically, you know, killed or passed away, maybe they paid the mortgage and they're on the verge of losing their house, or medical bills leading up after an accident and a person passes away. What a relief to have a life insurance policy in place in those cases.
Yeah, absolutely. Another text message just came in. Are we able to also get quotes from Tristan if we're looking to compare? We've been thinking about getting some quotes to see how we could perhaps save money, car insurance, homeowners, and get a quote from him for life insurance. Is that something you offer?
I do. I do quotes all day, every day, write policies all over the state of Michigan for home, auto, commercial, life. I do it all here at the agency. And we have specialists here. We've got, if people want to do some extensive long-term planning, for example, maybe they want to set up a couple of annuities for retirement income. They want to set up some permanent insurance to create a retirement income stream later in life, and then have some term coverage in the interim. We can set all that up.
Very good. I've got a website for you guys. If you want to go, it automatically connects directly to his office in Bel Air. TristanCole.com is the website. That was a good one for you to keep and now transfer to your insurance agent.
Yeah.
One of the things that people can do, Tristan, and I've got a couple of text messages coming in from the UP, you actually handle the entire state of Michigan.
I do. I'm licensed to handle the entire state of Michigan. So, you know, if you're up in the QAnon, you need a life policy, give me a call. If you're down in, you know, southeastern Michigan, you want a life policy, give me a call. If you need your home insured, give me a call. You got an out-of-state relative that has a second home here in Michigan, give me a call. I insure second homes from out-of-state residents. If you've got a construction company, you know, we do that, particularly the trades. If you're a plumber, electrician, that kind of thing, we've got great rates for that. Restaurants, nurseries, we've got a farm. We do it all. I set all those things up and help walk people through the process.
Okay, very good. I'm going to give out the phone number for him. It's on his website. Again, Tristan Cole, T-R-I-S-T-O-N Cole, C-O-L-E.com. That'll transfer you directly to his Michigan Farm Bureau page. But the phone number, if you'd like to call and get more information from him, it's 231 area code 533-6489, 231-533-6489, or just simply text me TC, not for Traverse City, for Tristan Cole, TC, text me that. I'll send you the link that I have for his contact info, the website, as well as the office phone number. Final thoughts, Tristan, before we let you go today.
Yeah, I love people to follow me on social media as well. I check, you know, Messenger, and they can comment on there. But it's really imperative that people do annual reviews on their insurance policies, whether or not they're with me or not. They need to sit down with their agent, and they need to talk about their coverages so they're not overpaying and they're not underinsured in today's volatile market of reconstructing homes. You know, you think about all these folks that have lost everything due to the hurricane down along you know, the southern coast of the United States. Insurance is so important that you understand your coverage.